1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. More students on more college campuses are protesting Israel's war on Gaza. CBS's Nancy Chen is at Columbia University in New York.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams said students who protest peacefully are not the problem.
We can't have outside agitators come in and be destructive to our city. There was someone wanted something to happen at that protest at NYU that police officers didn't respond to.
From coast to coast, campus to campus, protests are growing louder in solidarity.
Columbia told students that if it hadn't reached an agreement with protesters by midnight, it will have to, quote, consider alternative options for clearing a protest site. On Capitol Hill, overwhelming approval of much-needed aid for three American allies.
The U.S. Senate passes a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine, along with $26 billion for Israel.
On this vote, the yeas are 79. The nays are 18.
It comes days after the House approved $95 billion in foreign aid in the form of four individual bills. The legislation includes a measure that would force the sale of TikTok within a year or ban the app in the U.S. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Almost a dozen more couples are suing the Ovation Fertility Clinic in California, accusing it of implanting embryos it knew were already dead. Bennett Hardy and his wife have been struggling with fertility issues.
We came to these facilities hoping for the best care and the best medical practices, and to have this happen is unacceptable.
Reports of new signs of life from Voyager 1, which left Earth in 1977.
And we have liftoff.
We're on a journey to the edge of the bubble the sun creates around itself. Outside is interstellar space.
That's lead scientist Ed Stone. After exceeding all expectations for longevity, last November, Voyager stopped sending back usable information. Now it's apparently back in business. An American tourist is in jail in the Caribbean island of Turks and Caicos because officials there found ammunition in his luggage. Details from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
A tearful reunion at the Oklahoma City airport was not the way Valerie Watson thought her Turks and Caicos vacation would end.
Just getting to hold them again. It just filled my mama heart.
She's home, but her husband and father of two, Ryan, is in jail on the islands, facing a potential mandatory minimum sentence of 12 years behind bars.
Disgraced former New York Republican Congressman George Santos says he's ending his campaign to return to the U.S. House. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us Wednesday on Midday Magazine as we welcome the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department in Hour 1 and the ODC in Hour 2. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks and the Pacers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Game 2 of the playoff series tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and Indiana Pacers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis is doubtful. How can the Bucks win without him? Chris Middleton.
Collective effort. I mean, even when he comes back, we'll have to do it as a group. But knowing that one of your main guys is out, one of the best players in the league, it's not going to be easy. So everybody has to, you know, step up to the plate, do a little bit more, but not by themselves.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Pirates 4-2. The Crew's pitching staff dealing with injuries. Left-hander Wade Miley placed on the field 15-day IL after pain in his left elbow. Doctors ordering an MRI. Jacob Junis, out with a shoulder, got hit by a baseball during batting practice, had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance for treatment. College basketball, one of the best players in UW Green Bay history, is returning to coach. The Press Gazette says that Kayla Teklog will be named the women's team's next head coach. The now 35-year-old Kayla Carius has been the women's head coach at South Dakota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies the theme for the majority of the night with upper 20s, north winds a bit breezy. Sunshine mid-50s for your Wednesday, light and variable winds in the afternoon. Thursday we'll see sunny skies across the region and temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. Right now it's 37.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio and artist, actor, comedian Steve Segrin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So glad to have you with us. A new outlook from the National Weather Service is not encouraging about this summer, this coming summer. They are suggesting that from Texas into the Pacific Northwest and much of the Northeast, it's going to be much hotter than normal. And in the central states and the Rocky Mountains, there will be not just heat, but also drier than normal. So it radically increases the threat of fire. They're pointing out that this is the result of a switch from the El Nino, which typically warms up the world, to a La Nina, which is typically when the oceans start drawing heat out of the atmosphere, cools down the world. But when that transition happens in the middle of the summer, as it is forecast to do this year, it can produce some real, you know, whopper consequences. The three La Nina summers from 2020 to 2022 were all historically hot, they note. And 2021 was tied for the hottest on record. 2022 and 2020 marked the third and sixth hottest summers, respectively. They note, while recent La Nina summers, this is from Ian Livingston and Scott Dance over in the Washington Post. While recent La Nina summers have been hotter than normal, the potential for a scorching summer is especially high when La Nina comes on the heels of a strong El Nino event, like we just experienced. Of the eight strongest El Nino winters since 1950, the following summer was hotter than the summer before it by, on average, 1.2 degrees. If that turns out to be the case this summer, it would rank as the hottest on record. And April, the month we're in right now, looks like it's going to be the 11th straight month of record-breaking warmth for the entire planet. So hang on to your hat. Get ready. Meanwhile, Republicans realize that people want women to have the right to get an abortion, you know, and work it out with their doctors, at least, you know, pre-viability. But Republicans also want to satisfy their foaming at the mouth fundamentalist base, you know, the Catholics and the hardcore evangelicals, I guess you'd call them. And so what they've come up with is this new strategy: if you can't beat them, fake them out, you know, basically. And what they're doing, this is, for example, this is a leak strategy document from the state of Arizona. Republicans, this is amazing. Republicans are considering a pro-choice amendment to distract from anger over the 1864 ban and to undercut a real abortion rights measure. There will be a real abortion rights measure on the ballot, but they want people to vote for this one instead. And a leaked strategy document shows that the amendment would claim to protect abortion up to 15 weeks, but would be made toothless by restrictions enshrined alongside it. Jessica Valenti writes over at jessica.substack.com. She writes, Republicans are even tossing around feminist-sounding names like the Arizona Abortion Protection Act and the Arizona Abortion and Reproductive Care Act, which actually these would be limits on abortion rights, right? Something similar, she writes, is happening in Nebraska, where a coalition of anti-abortion groups proposed a measure they hope will distract from a genuine abortion rights amendment. After the pro-choice group Protect Our Rights launched a ballot initiative to protect abortion, Jessica writes, until viability, conservatives proposed a similar-sounding amendment. It's titled Protect Women and Children. Right. But it wouldn't actually make abortion more available, Jessica writes, just like the proposal the Arizona GOP is considering. It's a massive deception. In fact, it would take the Republican ban on abortion and move it out of law and into the state constitution, making it almost impossible to remove. I mean, you'd have to re-amend the constitution to get it out, which is not an easy thing to do in any state. So to trick the voters, the anti-abortion politicians are calling the measure, quote, a second better choice, right? We love that word choice, they say. Jessica notes, when an anti-abortion amendment was on the ballot in Kansas in 2022, conservative groups sent voters misleading text messages saying, vote yes to protect women's health. A yes vote would have removed abortion protections. And when Virginia Republicans were pushing a 15-week ban, they insisted the law wasn't a ban at all, but an effort to keep abortion legal for the first few weeks of pregnancy. Right. It's incredible. If you can't win, cheat. I mean, it's just that this is the official GOP motto now, I think. All right, well, non-compete clauses work. Will they soon be illegal? You know, one of the, this is totally bizarre. This is something that really started in the 90s. Nobody was even paying attention to it. And suddenly it kind of burst into the media with a story that was, that was done by one of the big media companies, that companies like Burger King or McDonald's, frankly, I don't recall which fast food outlets, so let's not, you know, vilify them specifically, but several of the fast food outlets were having people who were applying for jobs like, you know, burger flipper and window money taker and french fry guy. They were applying for jobs like this and having them sign non-disclosure agreements, which means that if they go to work in any other place that also, you know, fries french fries or flips burgers, in some cases they can't even go to work for employers in the same field. And in others, if they do, they're forbidden from talking about what they learned from their previous job. And but mostly it's you can't even go to work for them. The Chamber of Commerce and the big, you know, the big chains, they all love this stuff, and they're fighting for it. Fighting against it is the Federal Trade Commission. And Joe Biden has now stacked the Federal Trade Commission with good Democrats, and they're saying, hey, you know, this isn't right. We get it that the big companies, you know, want to do this. You know, what it does is you know, in theory reduces employee turnover, because if you've, you know, once you get a job with one, you know, because you signed that NDA, that you'll never get a job with any of the others, because you'd have to violate your agreement and you could get hauled into court and go to jail and, or, you know, get hit with huge fines. And so this is a way of, you know, it's basically, you know, kind of creating an indenture, as it were. And so the Federal Trade Commission says, no, you can't do that. And the Chamber of Commerce is now saying, by the way, one in five workers in America have one of these non-compete agreements, according to the Federal Trade Commission. So the Chamber of Commerce is saying, well, we'll sue. And other groups, you know, that want to keep these NDAs in place, essentially all saying that they're willing to take this thing all the way to the Supreme Court. So we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. Indeed. But I think it's just amazing. You know, every time Biden has a federal agency do something good, right? Department of Education trying to cut back on student loan debt, Federal Trade Commission, the EPA, Republicans come in and sue them to try to stop them from doing it. Isn't that weird? I don't get why anybody is voting for Republicans anymore.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 14 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice Up Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator, Gaylord Nelson, created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to
love.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Minutes past the hour in the Donald Trump trial, David Pecker is still testifying. He just most recently was testifying that Karen McDougal in June of 2016, the Playboy bunny or Playboy model, reached out to her centerfold, reached out to him and said that she had had a year-long affair with Donald Trump, multiple sexual encounters, and she was willing to sell her story. And immediately, David Pecker called up Michael Cohen and said, what do we do about this? And of course, that led to Donald Trump authorizing a payment to her as well.
So, you know, the jury is getting it, and they're getting it without the baggage of Michael Cohen being a convicted liar. They're getting it from David Pecker, who's not been convicted of anything, to the best of my knowledge. And, you know, it was an authority. I mean, he was the guy who ran the National Enquirer. You know, he's not helping his professional reputation, by the way. So, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls. Tyrone in Chicago. Hey, Tyrone, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind?
Yes. I'm going to ask one good question that I want to get to, the question I'm going to ask you. You know, they say the only two presidents who left out with less jobs was Hoover and Trump. But the question I'm asking, what about Bush number 43, and what do you think about the trial? Those are two questions I wanted to ask you. Bush 43 left out with less jobs, too, did he?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. I mean, that's a question for Larry. He's our numbers guy. I just don't know. I do know that, you know, the Great Depression and the COVID crash were substantial. I believe that it's possible George W. Bush may have left office with fewer jobs because of the housing meltdown, you know, in 2008. But I'd have to look at the numbers. But what I do know is that Joe Biden has created more jobs than Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, and Donald Trump combined. Which is pretty amazing when you think about it. You know, it's like one Democratic president has created more jobs than the last four Republican presidents. So, Tyrone, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Happy Passover. Hi, Tamak.
Yeah, thank you. Back at you.
And I'm hoping someone will let you do a commentary track for the Barbie movie, maybe with a fellow progressive voice.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Which one. Yes, but you're overqualified.
Yeah, well, thank you.
My brainstorm is we have these Rick Scott ads to keep him in the U.S. Senate.
Right.
He's railing against the horrors of socialism and communism.
Of course he is.
You know, forgetting how we helped, you know, create a lot of these dystopias. So I want to use those ads against an accurate biography of Trump and his daddy, and how if it wasn't for the socialist program of the GI Bill, Fred Trump would have never created his empire, selling homes to mostly Jewish GIs coming back.
It's true.
Just setting up.
I don't know if they were mostly
Donald,
Jewish, but you're right. They were mostly VA loans.
That's why they lied about being Swedish, because their Germanic background would have, you know, risked upsetting their new clients.
Right.
So I would love to pit these two wannabe giants against one another, pointing out the hypocrisy and ultimately the stupidity of both. Because we can afford neither. It's bad enough we wasted enough time of them in power. With Rick Scott, you know his horrible story. Carl Hyacin has gone into it with more, you know, brutal descriptions. And, well, Donald deserves some quiet time.
Yeah.
We have a lovely...
Did Carl Hyacin write
here.
Rick Scott into a novel? I've read two or three of Carl Hyacin's novels. I just loved them, but I haven't kept up with him over the years.
Well, I had the good fortune of seeing him as part of the Wait show at the Fabulous Arch Center here, and trying to explain to these Chicagoans how we got Rick Scott in first governor, then senator, and how we seem to like a certain kind of predator as our official.
Yeah, Rick Scott was busted for the largest Medicare fraud in the history of the United States, and he took the money from that and bought himself the governorship.
My theory is it's ostracization gone wrong. You're supposed to push them away so they're powerless, but instead we push them into power, hoping they won't hurt us as much from a distance.
That's a good theory.
It's a dumb idea, but sadly that's how a lot of dumb ideas are accepted as gospel. So happy holidays and take care.
Thank you, David. And sometimes they're not dumb ideas. You just never know. David, thank you. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. One thing I wanted to point out, I believe that David Pecker got a non-prosecution agreement in exchange for cooperation.
Yes,
so
I believe
the fact
right.
that he's not been convicted is not, it's not that they won't have a method for attacking him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. You're an attorney, okay. Aren't you, Marie?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking a lot, and, you know, the chatter online has been about what to do with Donald Trump and his continuous contempt of court behavior. Mm-hmm. The purpose of a contempt charge is to address bad behavior in or behavior that's before the court mm-hmm. in an immediate way.
Right.
And so the problem is, I think you're right that unless he actually acts out in court, I think the court is going to have to lean more towards fines and that sort of thing. But I can tell you, I saw a homeless woman who was charged with throwing a brick through a shop window. This is decades ago. Might have been mentally ill, as I think of it. And she got court-appointed counsel, but the lawyer went to talk to her, and she refused him. And when she was brought before the judge, he asked why she didn't want the attorney. And she said, well, I don't need him. The preliminary hearing went forward, and she responded to the police testimony with F you. The judge gave her 30 days. She called him an MF-er. The judge gave her 60 days. Yeah. And then he said, you want to go for 90? And he told the sheriff to take her back and move the case forward to the county state court. I say that because this is not different from Trump in that he's, number one, so focused on non-court goals that he doesn't really care what the punishment is that gets doled out.
As long as it's financial.
Until he, exactly. And I'm not even sure that he cares that if it was, you know, 1 hour in the holding cells.
I think 1 hour he would do, and he would be very happy with, you know, with a day of confinement. But if he's got to stay overnight mm-hmm. and deal with his hair in the morning, he's going to have a big problem.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently his hair, according to his daughter, his hair comes way down below his shoulders because he's completely bald on the top. And so he's got this whole coiffed thing, you know, that looks like that, you know, dead raccoon on his head. It's crazy.
That's true. So it might be better. It might be better for the DA's office to file a motion for each individual instance rather than aggregating them the way they did in this, you know, 10 instances in this one motion.
Right.
Because that way the court can consider and punish them serially and with escalating penalties.
Interesting.
So that's a thought.
Okay, good one. Marie, thank you. Thank you for the perspective.
Thank you.
I always appreciate your calls. I always learn something. Thank you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your thoughts, your calls, right here on the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations and the Republicans they own would really rather you didn't know. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Back with your calls right after this.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover a state taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief, there could be a vote Wednesday on whether the president of one of the country's most prestigious universities should keep her job. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Columbia's Senate could vote on a resolution censuring the school's president after faculty expressed alarm at her decision to enable the arrest of student protesters and for failing to stand up strong enough for academic freedom in a congressional
hearing.
On this
vote, hearing. The yeas are 79, the nays are 18. The motion to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 815 is agreed to.
The U.S. Senate has approved $95 billion in foreign aid. In a message for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, "Now go win the fight." Families have sued a fertility clinic in California alleging it implanted embryos it knew were dead. Brooke Berger.
I went through a lot of, you know, painful injections. This is a lot of time and effort. And then to find out that that was all for nothing was just devastating.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. 26 years later, Jerry Seinfeld has mixed feelings about the way his sitcom ended. The 69-year-old comedian does not believe in regret, but told People.com that thinking about it still causes mixed emotions. The show ended with Jerry, Kramer, George, and Elaine all in jail for violating a Good Samaritan law in a small town. Seinfeld says the topic came up when he was talking with fellow Seinfeld creator Larry David about the fact that Seinfeld is never mentioned when people discuss great TV finales. Seinfeld lists Bob Newhart, Mary Tyler Moore, and Mad Men as great finales, adding that he feels Mad Men was the best ever. Co-creator David also says he has some issues with the way the show ended. Seinfeld admits to being influenced by network producers at the time who thought since the characters were selfish on the show that the ending should be consistent with that. The ending might not be perfect, but at least they never jumped a shark. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, the theme for the majority of the night with upper 20s, north winds a bit breezy. Sunshine mid-50s for your Wednesday, light and variable winds in the afternoon. Thursday, we'll see sunny skies across the region and temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. Right now, it's 37.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refresh.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time when our old friends Pat Kreitler of Up North News and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project get into an old-fashioned political mud wrestling. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Brian in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Brian. What's up?
Hey, well, just to chime in, for starters, I don't believe for a second Donald Trump wants to go to prison. It's a bluff. That's what he does his whole life. So,
I'm increasingly coming around to that.
Yeah.
The court, by the way, has adjourned. It's going to resume on Thursday at 9:30.
I saw that, yeah. I'm off to Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia for 3 weeks, and we'll miss you while I'm gone. So make sure nothing too crazy happens.
But, well, I hope you make it through okay and bring back some wild stories for us, Brian.
I will. But I was calling because I heard the first talk of, you know, Trump on Ross' story about Trump. Oh, this person advising him or insiders advising him to take a plea deal, and that a plea deal is not going to get any better for him. And the plea deal would go something like he drops out of the race and, you know, agrees to sort of be a private citizen and not meddle with politics or whatever, and he stays out of prison. Now, I'd be very skeptical that something like that is ironclad, you know, but let's, in a hypothetical world where something like that seemed ironclad and that he couldn't mess with it, would you take that offer if it were up to you? I'm really struggling in my head. I want him to be held accountable for his crimes against America, but also it's a pretty risky prospect. If he gets off, you know, if he gets acquitted or more likely hung jury, then that makes him stronger. You know what I mean? Like, would you take it if it were up to you?
I don't know, Brian. I think that's more of a question for an insider who really knows how solid the cases are. Also, it would require some significant coordination because, you know, he might go to jail down in Georgia with Fonnie Willis. He could go to jail in Florida with Judge Cannon. He could go to jail in New York State with this case. He could go to jail in federal court over the, you know, Tanya Chutkan's court over the January 6th stuff. So I doubt that you could get all those prosecutors in one room and say, hey, let's cut a deal on behalf of Trump. And whether that would foreclose any other deals, I think it's unlikely. It would almost have to be that, you know, Biden comes in and pardons him in exchange for something like Jerry Ford did. You know, that pardon was conditional. It was based on the requirement that he resign from office.
So probably too much of a dream hypothetical to actually be something real. But I'm really, just philosophically, I'm struggling with that in my head. Yeah. He needs to be held accountable.
No, I agree.
It's a big risk. Yeah. It's a big risk.
I agree. And it's also exposing the lack of integrity in our own political, economic, and judicial systems, criminal justice systems, that if you're rich and white, you can pretty much do anything and never see the inside of a jail cell. Whereas if you're poor and black, you know, the smallest transgression and you're going to be in jail for a long, long time. And I think everybody knows this. But it's a really bad look. Trump needs to go to jail.
It ties into your inequality talk and how that leads to crime and, whatever. I've been screaming that to my wife, and she tells me not to, but for years, that the problems of like more crime, more problems is like inequality. If more people have more stuff than fewer people, statistically, not everybody, but fewer people are going to rob and crime and murder and stuff like that. So, and it's so clear. Like, the solutions are decades long, though. Ruined starting with Reagan, maybe yeah. before that. But
I remember I remember the 70s in Lansing, Michigan, which was a GM Fisher body town, right? The two big factories. And, when those factories are running full tilt and all of the other businesses that supported them, like the tool and die shop where my dad worked, there was a poor part of Lansing, but it was doing pretty good. I mean, the crime rate was not all that high, and because people had jobs. Most people had jobs. There were a lot of people working in those factories. And then when, NAFTA came along and, in the 90s and so much of that manufacturing went overseas, went to Mexico mostly, that just wiped out Detroit, but it also wiped out Lansing. And those same communities with the same people in them are suddenly, filled with crime. Why? Because people don't have a job. They've got nothing to do. They're seeing less to lose. Yeah, they're seeing the rich, getting richer and richer and richer, and they realize that they're getting screwed by the very thing that's making the rich richer. The Walton family is the richest family in the world right now, the Walmart, heirs. So, yeah, people get it. It's not a good thing. Brian, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Well said. Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, Tone. Thanks a lot. I just wanted to give the idea about Earth Day. We made it around the sun one more time.
Yeah.
And yesterday was Earth Day. And I was in a conversation with someone that I admire, and he really surprised me. He said, end the Cold War. And I recognized how strange that sounded because I've been so indoctrinated about the existence of the Cold War, and by golly, the Cold War is so much better than a hot war, however it might be. And so as we are struggling to come up with solutions, I got to hear your read of Naomi Klein's On Fire as I was in the queue here. And the idea that there are economic solutions, but who's going to enact them? I want to say that if a Republican becomes president, profit taking is what we will be able to describe the situation as.
Yeah.
Profit taking is what happens to the market when it goes down. They take their money out of it. They cash out. Right. That's what Donald Trump is famous for knowing how to do. Yep. He is a money extractor. So people need to get their heads screwed on straight and recognize that President Biden needs a second term. And the reason that's so darn important is this concept of the gutting of the economy, as what Republicans know how to do is profit taking.
Yeah.
And we have to recognize that if we have as an idea end the Cold War, have it in your heart. Have it as something that you want as like a goal. It's like not all goals are instantly achievable, but they are there as something to remind you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Rich, excellent, excellent riff. Thank you very much for it. Appreciate the call. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hope you're doing well, Tom. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the fact that Trump could institute the draft. And I don't know if you remember what that was like when we were younger.
I remember
that was. It was horrible. Just wondering if you're going to end up in some godforsaken place with a rifle in your hand. But that one, Trump wants a big military if he gets in. So these young people ought to understand what's at stake for them. They could be sent somewhere they don't want to be, just like we were.
Yeah. And Trump's policy, of turning Ukraine over to Putin and letting President Xi do whatever he wants as long as he keeps giving Trump's daughter patents and gifts, is not going to be a good thing for world peace, or supporting, murderous dictators in the Middle East who chop up journalists and dispose of their bodies. This is not how you build confidence in government.
Not at all, Tom. And I think the young people ought to really get a handle on this. Their future's at stake in this election.
Yeah, yeah. Well said, Mark. Mark, thank you very much for the call. Spot on. 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for we, the people of the United States and the planet. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
On bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Debt, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They'll stop those threatening phone calls, and they'll do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com to find Pivotal Debt Solutions. That's Z-A-P, mydebt, D-E-B-T.com. ZapMyDebt.com. And it's 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. So I know you've talked about, the Supreme Court decisions over the years regarding, corporations are people and money is speech and things like that.
Right.
Well, given that particular type of logic, my thought would be about juries. Why not make juries AI? Just a database that is absorbing all the data, it's observing the testimony, it's listening to the evidence, it goes through all this rigorous evaluation of what's being said by the defense and by the prosecutor, and at the end, when they reached a verdict, then it would just spit out a ticket saying guilty or not guilty or whatever the thing is. But this would eliminate jury tampering. It would eliminate threatening jurors or their families. It would eliminate bribes to jurors. If AI gets as good as it can get, this could be a safeguard against, actually finding real, democracy within technology that perhaps can help us. So that's
the problem is who runs the algorithm that is running the AI. I've been using AI for the last couple of months. I signed up for Google's AI and I signed up for Perplexity.ai, which is a great new search engine. And that you have to pay for. And because I use them for the research that I do for my articles every afternoon. And what I'm finding is that maybe one time out of five, they're giving me bad information. I'm constantly having to double check anything that these AI programs tell me because they're just pulling random, information from random websites. And I don't think they have a really good filter for what's credible and what's not.
I mean, right now, that's correct, I think. Yeah. But in the future, if it gets so advanced and the safeguards are in, and it's a system where it's encrypted so that no one can hack into it. I mean, there could be a way to do this where, you're going to need, a judge. You're going to need, attorneys and for both the defense and the prosecutor. But when it comes to the juries themselves, this could be an opportunity to really get factual data that's being crunched by both sides. And at the end, perhaps, if it's done correctly, it gives the correct verdict based upon, all the stuff that was given during that court hearing. Yeah. Anyway, just an idea out there. I just thought I'd throw it out there and see how it goes.
Fascinating. Well, thank you, Mark. Maybe somebody will call in and comment on it. I appreciate the call. Janet in Shawnee, Kansas. Hey, Janet, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court decision that's coming up about total presidential immunity and how it seems like the DOJ should argue that Trump's not the president, it's Biden. What would stop Biden from sending a SEAL team to Mar-a-Lago?
Right. I suspect they will. I
mean,
we're going to hear the oral arguments next week, so, it's going to be interesting.
But it seems like the judges were asking Trump's lawyers more what could he get away with, but he's not the president. So it seems like, tit for tat, Biden ought to be able to. There's another January 6th. Send the SEAL team to Mar-a-Lago. Pick him up. Take him away.
Yeah.
So just a thought.
Yeah. My sense of it is that the Supreme Court is really more in the conservatives on the court. We're more interested in giving Trump delay than anything else. I will be astonished if they rule in his favor in this thing. But they did give him 2 or 3 months of delay, which is really what he wanted more than anything else. And, you know, so he's not attacking them anymore. So we'll see. We'll see, Jana. Jana, thank you for the call. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
So you talked about the inequality. I think you could add to that. Or an addition or part of the inequality could be a feeling of being ignored and you and mm-hmm. your people being ignored. And if you feel like you're being ignored, then, you know, what might you do? You might feel like you have free rein to do whatever, or you might be mad, or, you know. I think that might be playing a decent-sized role in, you know, crime and stuff from people because of the inequality. That may be part of the reasoning.
I think you're right, Clay. A solid majority of people, well over 50%, in some cases more than 60, 70, 80% of people, want Social Security and Medicare strengthened. They want taxes on the rich raised. They want our infrastructure to be built out in ways that will reduce global climate change. They want, you know, nutrition programs to be available to all our kids. They want our schools to be well-funded rather than gutted with vouchers. I mean, the vast majority of Americans, they want air and water pollution to go down. They want these big banks to be regulated. And every single one of those things the Republicans are opposed to, every single one of them. And that's why they don't get done, is because of Republican opposition. And the Republicans are opposed to all those things because they're taking money from the special interests who make a profit out of the problems, you know, out of polluting, you know, our environment, out of ripping off people through bank fees, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So I get it. What, you know, it's enough to make anybody cynical.
Truman said in that interview from a long time ago, he said that Republicans have always been a party of special interest.
There you go. Always have been, always will be, is how Truman finished that quote. You're absolutely right. Clay, thank you so much for that. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag You're It. And, and I'll be on Dean Obidala's show tonight around 7 o'clock Eastern time. So check it out. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude and you make it the greatest radio show ever. Dom returns to the airwaves Wednesday. No court for Trump, but plenty of politics. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Senate has overwhelmingly approved a $95 billion foreign aid package. It provides weapons and money to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. CBS's Christina Carujo on Capitol Hill.
Final vote was 79 to 18. Both leader
McConnell and Leader Schumer spoke about the importance of passing this bill. Leader McConnell said that the Senate had a test with this bill and that they couldn't fail this test.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses are spreading, but the schools are beginning to crack down, says CBS's Nancy Chen.
A pro-Palestinian encampment at NYU was cleared up by police Monday night. NYPD telling us today there were more than 100 arrests. And yesterday, police in riot gear clashed with pro-Palestinian protesters at the Cal Poly campus in Humboldt County, California.
CBS News projects President Biden has won the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania.